Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So a search was done of Joe Biden's beach house. That's right. The man has never held a real job in his entire career, yet he can afford a beach house. And it turns out that no classified documents were found.
Raise a glass to freedom.
With 3 months' notice, they were able to finally produce a facility, a home, a location where Joe Biden doesn't have classified documents. I will admit, I cribbed that line from Andrew McCarthy, which is pretty solid. It's a real understanding of what it is we just saw with this search from the FBI that was coordinated with Biden's lawyer, Bob Bauer. Coordinated search, not a raid. A coordinated search at an approved time, at an approved location, with plenty of fair warning to maybe get rid of some things. Well, of course. I'm not saying they did. I am saying that it's the Biden team that leaves the possibility out there. And that's where people are. You think anybody trusts him? I'm not talking about the ardent Politico. I'm talking about people. You gave the Biden team 3 months. Remember, this all started November 2nd. And fair warning that you were coming to do a search. You don't think anybody went through it first? You really believe that? Try and sell that on the street. Let's see what happens. Let's see how much you get laughed at. But I have more on this story a little bit later in the show. You should stick around. It's a heck of a program, people. Hunter Biden is engaged in a twofer right now. The twofer goes as follows. He is admitting that the laptop, the one that was found at a Delaware computer shop, he's admitting that it's his.
OMG. Are you kidding me right now?
I am not. He is now admitting that that is his laptop after forever saying it could be mine. Just lying through his teeth. As, you know, people with drug issues do. Well, you know, you don't have to have a drug issue to lie. Plenty of people without drug issues lie. So, as people do. But now, he's going a step further in a letter from his lawyer saying that the information on the laptop was accessed unlawfully because of the shop owner and of Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. They worked to weaponize sordid and incriminating contents. This failed dirty political trick directly resulted in the exposure, exploitation, and manipulation of Mr. Biden's private and personal information. The shop owner's intentional, reckless, and unlawful conduct allowed for hundreds of gigabytes of Mr. Biden's personal data without any discretion to be circulated around the internet. So, translation, hey, there should be a criminal probe into the shop owner and to Trump and to Giuliani. Not him. That's one heck of a take right there. One heck of a take. You got to love that. You could argue that look what happened here. Look what these people did. Look what they released into the wild. But if I remember the story correctly, the shop owner didn't do anything with the laptop until after the time where Hunter Biden had to pick it up. Like forfeiting the laptop and therefore the contents. That's how I remember the story. I could be wrong. I'm listening to you in case I am. But nothing changes what's on the laptop. And I don't think there's anything criminal here. Nothing changes what's on the laptop. What it is Hunter Biden was doing, and how it is obvious to anyone with a just a willingness to be rational. He was trading on his father's name, selling his father's name, and in cases, it very much looks like he was selling access directly to Joe Biden. Whether it be the Chinese or whether it be Ukraine, makes no difference. You know how people sometimes send out tweets, will someone please check on Britney Spears? Someone needs to keep an eye on Hunter Biden. Because that guy needs to be on a watch. Doing something to himself, doing something to others. That guy needs to be on a watch. You can't have blown up your life more than Hunter Biden. And there's an extent to which I don't think he actually cares about it. Right? I don't think he cares. But if anybody cares about him, they may want to care. Now, eventually, you got to let people who have their problems, you know, deal with their problems. They got to be able to figure it out. They have to be able to handle it. The pressure on Hunter is only going to get worse. And he's only going to lash out more. And there's only going to be more information that is found. Because if we've got investigations, as we started, at Joe Biden's beach house, again, I'll say it, man has never held a job, has a beach house. If you tell me you get to work in D.C. for 40 years and you get beach houses out of it, maybe I will run for Congress. I would just like a mountain cabin. Can I trade it in for a mountain cabin? Because if I can get the mountain cabin, okay, I might be in. I don't actually know how the deals work, but I'm sure there's going to be someone in D.C. to guide me through the process. Good Lord. But if we're going to search the beach house, there has to be a search of Biden's house. But the question will be, why hasn't there already been a search of Hunter Biden's house? Why has there been no search of Hunter Biden's home, his effects? He had access to the classified documents repeatedly without any barrier to entry. Why shouldn't there be a search? And if you tell me there's no need, I'm going to look at you like you're a weird person because you are a weird person. Of course there's a need. The laptop proves the need. The drug use proves the need. The fact that, well, we've already found two locations, four spots in two locations that have classified documents. Does anybody believe that's it? Of course not. If it was us, wouldn't everybody we know be searched? If I had classified documents and one of my children had a drug issue, their home wouldn't be searched? If they had a laptop showing them trying to send business or gain business by trading on my name, there wouldn't be a search? That's the point. The aggression within the double standard. The aggressiveness of saying, no, you can't check this. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's just an attack. Hunter Biden's 52. He's not 14. This isn't Chelsea Clinton. He's fair game, and he's a bad guy. He's got problems? Sure, he's got problems. A lot of people got problems, but he's also a bad guy. Search his house and ask why it wasn't searched already. I have discussed with you my sickness about realizing that there's two Americas, which became very clear regarding Jeffrey Epstein. It has become doubly clear here. Sickens me to think that there are two sets of rules. And I will do what I can and place pressure where I can to ensure that we have the rule of law for all. Because it doesn't seem to be that way right now. And that's gross.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.